Hi everyone, this is Mike. This is a short reflection based upon Luke chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. Have a read through so it's fresh within your heart and mind. In this reflection is entitled The Fermentation of the Gospel. In our world, in our culture today, we have become accustomed to seeing and to having things quick and fast, you know, right now, immediately. Fast food, fast internet, fast service, fast travel, no wait times, buy now, pay later. Sometimes when things are not quick, when they're not fast, we can begin to worry. And the virtue, or the old virtue of patience, becomes a burden, frustrating, an inconvenience. Well, just before our Bible reading, Luke 13, 20 to 21, Jesus had been teaching the folk at a synagogue on a Sabbath day. He had just received public criticism for healing and freeing a crippled woman who had suffered for 18 long years. And the synagogue leader was critical of Jesus because Jesus had performed a work on the Sabbath day, which was a day of rest. In response to the rejoicing of the synagogue crowd, Jesus gave his shortest and therefore his fastest parable. It is so quick, it can be hardly be called a parable at all. It's more of just a really one-line example or a simile. And though it's quick, it reminded the synagogue crowd of the slow yet inevitable work of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus asked the rhetorical question, to what should I compare the kingdom of God? Jesus had been proclaiming the good news of God's rule and reign, God's kingdom come, not only through word and through hearing, but through visible action. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Now, this is a beautiful metaphor and description, albeit quite brief and fast, of Jesus' life and kingdom ministry, the impact upon the gospel, upon the human heart, as well as emphasizing that Jesus was working and mixing the gospel into everything and all people until God's kingdom come, until all was leavened. 2 things we can observe. There is the work and process of mixing the yeast into the flour, and there is the power and process of the yeast itself. And both of these things take time. Not seconds, not fast, not immediate. Fermentation takes time. There are things in life that simply take time. Generally, when we try to rush certain things, the quality is impacted and it simply hasn't had the time to mature. The effect of yeast, and I had to look this up for its exact sort of detail, but the effect of yeast is that it changes and converts the sugars into gas, into carbon dioxide. And it's this gas that lifts and it aerates the dough. Yeast also, at the same time, sort of conditions that dough, the gluten of the dough, to absorb these gases which are increasing. But to do so in a way that's even and in a way that holds together, which is pretty cool. So as Jesus proclaims and enacts the gospel of the kingdom, it begins its work in the hearts and minds of people. This parable can be a fast and quick reminder in times of doubt and impatience that God's promises will be fulfilled, and in times of despair and evil that God's kingdom will come and God's will be done. It is also a beautiful reassurance of the power of the gospel that a Christian believes and shares. That through faith in Christ, our sins are forgiven and relationship to God and divine purpose are restored through and founded and anchored in Christ's very own loving, eternal union with God. And this gospel is being mixed into every part of the believer's heart, into the corners, into the dark places, the desires, into our heart of hearts. You know, the bits we try to cover up through good works, into how we see ourselves, our failures, our regrets, our idols, even our blind spots. The yeast of the gospel impacts and gets to work, converting and changing and transforming, holding together, causing our hearts to expand, to lift and rise to the resurrected life of Christ. Because of the fermentation of the gospel in our hearts, a Christian can expect growth in Christ-likeness. We can believe that the fruit of the Spirit is being nurtured in us. We can hope for the change of our love, that it will mirror God's love. We can say, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Amen. Bless you all.